صلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. وقال تعالى: رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and friends in Islam, among the many bounties and favors which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is that we are from the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a great blessing that without going into the topic and the discussion, will just suffice to say that there were Anbiya alayhim salam who read about this ummat, about the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhaddithin explain that it is as though Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was suggesting to Allah in one of his discussions, in one of his conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Musa alayhi salam was Kaleemullah, and he used to converse with Allah Ta'ala. And in one such conversation, it is a lengthy hadith, at the end of it, the muhaddithin say it is as though Musa alayhi salam showed his desire not to be the leader, but to be an ummati, a follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam. Now, this great position and the great, you know, entitlement which has been given to this ummat, what was the reason for this? Amongst the reasons is that one is we are the ummatis of the greatest of the Anbiya alayhi salam. That is one reason. But the other most important reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us extra responsibility also. Remember, with any position comes responsibility. Like there might be an institute or a company. So that person who is down there, he is just an ordinary laborer. He might not be skilled. His responsibility is not much compared to the person who is on top. The CEO or the director, it's not just that he got that position, but with that position comes a lot of responsibility. Similarly, respected elders and friends, we as the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have this responsibility of aiding the deen of Allah Ta'ala in whichever way we can, to assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the speaker and the listener today to just look at the examples that we have before us, and they are hundreds and thousands of examples in the lives of the people who are around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And generally we talk about the muhajirin, those who are from Makkah to Mukarramah, like the four khulafa, and all the galaxy of all the other sahaba radiallahu anhum. But today let's just look a little bit into the lives of those who are from Madinah Munawwarah. That is the Ansar of Madinah Munawwarah. And this will bring us to the 11th year after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got Nubuwwat. Not the 11th year after Hijrah, but the 11th year after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got Nubuwwat, which means that the age of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about 51, and he's still muqeem, he's still a resident in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So at this time, in the season of Hajj, now Hajj, not as we know Hajj, but there were people who were doing Hajj in a way that the remnants of the Sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam, etc. And then there were also those people who were mushrikeen. That means they did not believe in one Allah. They were doing Hajj in their own way. So in any case, there were different groups that used to come. So in the season of Hajj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, with that desire and the hope that people will accept Islam, and in the desire that people will be saved from Jahannam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out of Makkah, used to go to Mina. And there people used to come and they used to pitch their tents in the days of Hajj. So in the 11th year after Nubuwwat, we find that a small group of people from Madinah Munawwarah, they came to Mina. They came to the place, they came to Makkah Mukarramah, and they came to Mina. And in this group, we'll just mention one name only. And in our discussion today, probably his name will feature a few times. And this person, according to Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was the first person from Madinah Munawwara ever to accept Islam at the hands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who was this person? It was As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu, he and another six people, they accepted Islam. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to return to Madinah Munawwara, and they should call other people also to Islam. And to assist them, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two sahaba. One sahabi was a blind sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu. Many of the muhaddithin also write that he is one of the ones who used to also, according to some of the ulama, that he was also called out the adhan. However, he is more famous regarding the incident when once he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that it would be apt at that moment to give attention to those who might be interested in Islam. And in any case, some ayat were revealed in his favor. So Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum was one sahabi, and the other one was a very famous sahabi who Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, was Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, who became the muallim of Madinah Munawwara. In fact, he was the person now who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, and there were hundreds of people who went through his hands learning about Islam and accepting Islam at his hands also. So these two people, these two sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went to Madinah Munawwara, and they were the guests of who? As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And like this, Mus'ab bin Umair, he started gathering the people, and he used to tell them about Islam. Then people used to accept Islam at his hands. He used to teach them about Islam, how to practice. And one of the first things that he used to teach them after Taharat was to read 2 rakat salah. So on one such occasion, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was addressing a gathering of people. Obviously, these people were non-Muslim, and these people were predominantly from either the Aus or the Khazraj tribe. Now, you know, in Madinah Munawwara, the Aus and the Khazraj, they were the two main tribes. They were always at loggerheads with each other. Besides them, there was one small community. That community was the community of the Yahud, the Jews. And if you read into their history, the Mu'arrikhin write, the historians write, that these people, the only reason why they came to Madinah Munawwara was that they were in search of the final Nabi of Allah. And in fact, As'ad bin Zurara and his jama'at of the first six that accepted Islam in Mina, when they, in fact, it is mentioned that as soon as they saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immediately As'ad radiallahu anhu, he said that this is that final Nabi of Allah. This is that Nabi that the Jews of our community are longingly awaiting him. And let us beat them to the draw and let us accept Islam before them. In any case, we find that the Jews, when they saw that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not from the Bani Israel, but rather from the Arabs, the Bani Ismail, then because of nepotism, because of hasad, because of whatever reasons they had, the wrong reasons, most of them didn't accept. So we find one person who eventually became a very great sahabi also, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu. He went, when he saw Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu calling the people towards Islam, he drew his sword. And he said that, what is this? Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu told him that, you know what, sit down, listen to me, hear me out. After that you can make a decision. So he heard him out, then he said, no, how do I come into this religion? So then Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu made him read the Shahada. But before that, told him about his clothing and taharat, etc. And one of the first things he taught him was salah. So Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, when he returned to his people, and who was in that gathering, was one of the chiefs of the Aus tribe. And his name was Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, who became radiallahu anhu, of course. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, when he saw Usayd ibn Hudayr returning, so from far he saw him, he said, you know what, he's telling the people around him, that you know what, it doesn't look like the same Usayd who left our company, it is a different Usayd that is coming back. It looks like something happened to him. So when he came back, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, who at that time was not radiallahu anhu, but he asked him, that what has happened to you? He said, no, I have accepted Islam. So a very similar thing happened where Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, a chief of the Aus tribe, he goes to Mus'ab ibn Umair and he rebukes As'ad bin Zurara, telling him that what kind of people are you hosting here? And what is this nonsense that these people are teaching our people about? So the same thing happened. Mus'ab bin Umair tells him that, you know what, sit down, give me a hearing. If you don't like what I say, then we can part ways. But give me a hearing. So he gave him a hearing. And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam. Now who was Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu? Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu became the leader of the Ansar of Madinah Munawwarah. Like how Abu Bakr radiallahu is the leader of the Muhajirin and Ansar in fact. But from the people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of Madinah Munawwarah only, the leader was Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. He was that person who, as Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, that the day Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Sayyidul Ansar, the leader of the Ansar of Madinah Munawwarah, passed away, then ihtazza arshur rahman, ukama qal, that he heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Jabir radiallahu anhu, that the arsh of Allah ta'ala shook when the day that Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu passed away. Beloved friends in Islam, in another hadith, it is mentioned that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that I saw the Malaika carrying the janaza of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu when he passed away. Beloved friends in Islam, these people gave that assistance to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whatever way you and I can give assistance to the deen of Allah, whether it is feeding the poor people, whether it is the people who are in some type of plight, and today everywhere in the world, the Muslims are going through some problems or the other, whether it be teaching somebody, whether it be assisting somebody that is near us, whether it be assisting one child to learn madrasa, assisting a student of deen, whatever way, assisting in the masjid, in whichever way we can help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved friends in Islam, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, at such a young age, he left Makkah Mukarramah and went to Madinah Munawwara. Do we know his history? He grew up in a lap of luxury. In such luxury he grew up. It is mentioned that he used to wear the finest clothing in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the most expensive clothing. And he used to use the most expensive itar and perfume in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But, like Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he says that he shed his skin like how a snake sheds his skin. That means he just divorced himself from all type of luxury just for the sake of being in Allah, just for the sake of assisting the deen of Allah. At that young age, he went to Madinah Munawwara and he became the ustad of the people there. Beloved friends, it is mentioned that after he accepted Islam, he didn't have much at his disposal. He didn't even have proper clothing to wear, to the extent that once he was wearing some leather how people wear a leather jacket which is normally cured or tanned. He was wearing a piece of cow hide which wasn't even tanned properly, wasn't even dried properly, and it gave off a bad smell. This, beloved friends, that outwardly, maybe the person's bank balance is not much, maybe he's not wearing expensive clothing, but if he's assisting the deen of Allah, then he's a star. Then he is a person. He is a person whom in the heavens his name is shining. Beloved friends of Islam, it is very unfortunate that today many of our youth, leave the youth, even the older people, they know the names of those people who can kick a ball, you know, wearing with the satar open, wearing shorts. The satar is people, or the cricketer, how much he scored. But when it comes to these people who are our true stars, then we don't know much about them. Beloved friends of Islam, we need to read about those people who were at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's side when he needed the assistance. When he needed the assistance, beloved friends in Islam, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, in a very lengthy hadith, he says that for 10 long years, you know, when a person uses that word, long years, it means that it was very, there were a lot of trials, a lot of hardships. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own daughter was attacked, which eventually led to her death. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tried to assassinate him. He was hit in Taif. So many things happened. We know, we don't have to go through all of that. But at the end of all that, Jabir radiallahu anhu says that it was the people of Yathrib. It was the people of Madina Munawara who came and they said that, O Rasulullah, whatever your assistance you need, we will assist you in that. Beloved friends, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he came to the party, accepted Islam. He went back to his people and he asked them, that, what do you think of me? They said, oh, you are our leader, you are the Sayyid of our qawm. Whatever you say, whatever counsel, mashwara you give us, we accept it. And we know that you never ever utter anything except that it is rational and calculated. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu now, he tells them that I will not talk to any of you. I will not talk to any of you until you accept Islam. The Muhaddithin write that before the sunset of that day, every person from his tribe, that is Banu Abdul Ash'al, accepted Islam. Beloved friends, just one fine point. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to ask the people. In fact, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he used to differ with this particular point. He used to say everybody accepted Islam on that day before sunset except one person. Then he used to ask the people that who is that person who entered into Jannah without even reading one salah. So there was one person who on that day he didn't accept Islam from the Ansar, from the Bani Abdul Ash'al. And he later, a few years later, I think it was in Uhud, when that he accepted Islam, and no sooner he accepted Islam, the Ilan was made for jihad. And then he went out, and before the first Adhan was called out for Faras Salah, he passed away. And he used to be known as Usayrim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In any case, we find that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum from Madina Munawara, As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu, he opened his home. He opened his home so that these Sahaba, these two Sahaba could live there. They could teach the people of Madina Munawara. And as a result, giants accepted Islam. People like Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu and As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. They had that fervor. That in which way can we accept Islam? Do you know what type of enthusiasm and fervor that he had? Subhanallah. He had this fervor that, you know what, he looked at around him and he said, these Christians, they have a so-called big day, that is Yom Sabt. And then these Jews, they have the Sunday. And so he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that let's gather on this Friday. At that time, it was known among the people as Aruba. It wasn't known as Jumu'ah. So he said, let's gather and we will read on this day and we'll call it Yawmul Jumu'ah. This is a time when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Makkah to Mukarramah, before Hijrah. About the time that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ready now to come to Madinah Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrined this in the Sharia. That today you and I are reading Jumu'ah, and we don't call it Aruba, we call it Jumu'ah. Given, this name was given by whom? By the Ansar of Medina, by As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. And Allah ta'ala loved that. Imagine Allah ta'ala made this two rakas for us. Beloved friends in Islam, we find we have to look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, especially the people of Medina Munawwara, what enthusiasm they had to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, in whichever way we can serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we become, you know, those people become our examples who are the enemies of Islam. We find that in the third year after the Nubuwwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu and about 400 Sahaba from Medina Munawwara, they go at the time of Hajj. They meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in Mina. And here we find that they take bi'at at the hands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which became the second bi'at at the place of Aqaba, the second time. So here Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them that, you know what, do not make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I need your assistance, assist me. That is referring to the time of Hijrah. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that assist my friends. Who? That is the Muhajirin. Those people who will make Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. Beloved friends, imagine hypothetically, the ulama say that if Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to be in our midst today, how much assistance is needed in the Ummah? How much? Everywhere there is some type of assistance needed. Whether it is in our community, out of our community, out of the country, abroad. And abroad, we know we don't have to go into that. Beloved friends in Islam, let us, as a speaker and listener, let us make a firm intention that wherever the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs our assistance, we will be there. Say inshallah, brothers. Mus'ab ibn Umair, who he spoke about, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, Sahaba radiallahu anhu say regarding Mus'ab ibn Umair that once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed the Sahaba, I think it was Uhud as well, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw one person in front of him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought that is Mus'ab ibn Umair, and he told him that, go forward, O Mus'ab, Iqram ya Mus'ab. Then that person turned around and he said, Lastu bi Mus'abin. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person turned around and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm not Mus'ab. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized that was an angel who came in the form of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, and who was fighting against the enemy. Beloved friends in Islam, one person, Rifa'a radiallahu anhu, says that I also went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Mina, and myself and my cousin, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us da'wat, he called us towards Islam, and he asked us that who created the heavens and the skies and the sun, etc. So we replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that, you know what, you people worshiping idols, then who is more deserving to be worshipped, the creator or created? They said, no, the creator. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that your idols are supposed to be worshipping you. You created the idols, so your idols must worship you. Then immediately they caught on and they accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Beloved friends in Islam, the people around us, they are thirsty. They do not know the truth. We, it's the day that you and I bring Islam in ourselves, that's the day you find the people who automatically come in Islam. And there is no day that we can say that, you know, we are ready. Now it will take us so much of time. No. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we should bring the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life, and at the same time present Islam to wherever we can. Just about 2 weeks ago, in one of our areas here in Durban, we find a few people who are shocked that people are calling them towards Islam. On that particular day, three people accepted Islam. It just happened that the imam of that place, he called the people, he told them, you know, just come and see, we just want to tell you all about Islam. The men were called on one side, and the ladies totally separate and accepted Islam. Beloved friends in Islam, we need to firstly, in conclusion, we need to know who are our role models. Our role models are these people, like the Ansar of Madina Munawara, who assisted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, as I said at the beginning, unfortunately, and I say this without reservation, not only the youngsters, even all the folk today, they can rattle off, you know, names of players or whatever, but ask them about those people who were close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask them about those people who were given glad tidings of Jannah, then we don't know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we take those people who are our real role models as our role models, and shun all those people who actually are our enemies. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.